Israeli forces have clashed with Palestinians protesting against Tel Aviv's restrictions on the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Around 70 Palestinians were injured in the violence. Israeli soldiers also arrested a number of Palestinians who had gathered at the gates of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Palestinian worshippers have been kept away from the mosque since Israel set up metal detectors and cameras there over the weekend. The new security checks were put in place in the wake of a gunfight that killed two Israeli policemen and three Palestinians in the mosque. The Fatah movement has urged all Palestinians to take part in protests against Israel's security measures at the holy site. Meanwhile, reports say Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is debating whether to remove the new metal detector set up at the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
That are facing great opportunities.
Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Ramzi Baruth, who is an activist, lecturer, and author, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Seattle. Ramzi, as always, thanks for joining us. What is your reading of the current situation at Al-Aqsa?
Well, the current situation was quite predictable for some time now. Palestinians have been living under extremely harsh conditions. Al-Aqsa has been blocked repeatedly. Many people have been arrested. The list of Palestinians not allowed to pray at Al-Aqsa and to enter the Haram al-Sharif compound has been in constant increase in recent months. But what really made things worse, we know that the Netanyahu government currently is the most right-wing government in the history of Israel. The coalition is made of right-wing groups, but ultra-nationalist groups and religious groups. And Haram al-Sharif is obviously a major target for them. And Jerusalem, in particular, is a major target for them. They want the city to remain so-called united under Israeli jurisdiction, and they want to keep the Palestinians out. They have been empowered a lot since the Trump administration came to power. And that kind of empowerment really allowed the Israeli army to crack down even more, the Israeli government to increase the security measures, and the Israeli Knesset parliament to pass new sets of laws that makes life even more difficult for Palestinian residents of Jerusalem, including a law that prohibits the call for prayer at dawn, another law that insists that in order for Jerusalem, the status of Jerusalem to change, it has to pass by absolute majority in the Knesset and so forth. So the design against Al-Quds, against Haram al-Sharif, against the East Jerusalem has been in the making for a while, but particularly in the last 6 months or so since the Trump administration came to power, with strong support from the U.S., especially at the United Nations, very strong measures against UNESCO and other U.N. institutions, the situation was really ripe for conflict. And we knew that sooner or later, Palestinians will be pushed to their breaking point, as has been the case.
We have about a minute left, Ramzi. I'm wondering, how important do you think it is now that the Palestinians are standing their ground, saying that we will not enter in this current situation?
Absolutely. Israel is trying to change the status of the relationship between Palestinians and Al-Aqsa Mosque. Al-Aqsa is under the administration of the Islamic Waqf. It has been the case for 500 years. They are trying to use this particular incident in order for them to change the status of Al-Aqsa and the status of Al-Waqf. Palestinians cannot allow this to happen, but the Muslim Ummah also cannot allow this to happen. It shouldn't only be Palestinians who are protesting right now. We should be seeing millions of Muslims all across the world protesting, because the status of Jerusalem and Al-Aqsa matters not only to Palestinians, but to Muslims all around the world.
Okay, Ramzi, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, we always appreciate your insight.